This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. We've all heard the stories of the thousands of unaccompanied minors crossing the border and now being detained by the government. In fact, Washington projects their numbers to reach nearly 100,000 before year's end. But an untold number of kids never make it into the U.S. alive. Unconfirmed reports from migrants crossing the Rio Grande near McAllen, Texas, recount small lifeless bodies along the riverbank. Again, those are unconfirmed reports. Dr. Lori Baker, a forensic anthropologist at Baylor University, has in fact found several children's bodies in South Texas in the course of her work. Is that correct, Dr. Baker?
That's correct. We've uncovered infants, toddlers, and lots of individuals that are 11 years old, 15 years old, and so forth. Many individuals are not yet adults.
Is it known how long those bodies have been there? Is this a recent phenomenon?
It's always a problem because children are just not able to regulate heat. So we've found them cases that are as far back as 30 years ago, but more recently we're seeing such a number of children crossing. My fear is that when everything's died off from the summer, all the vegetation is gone, we're going to see the bodies of many, many more that we just haven't discovered yet.
Are they wearing clothes that identify them? How can you tell who they are, where they're from, that sort of thing?
These are really, really difficult cases because most of the time people are trying to hide their identity. So we have to go through the hem of clothing to try to find and hope that it's still in good enough condition after someone's been out in the elements for a while. Many times if we do find something, it's so far degraded we can't tell anything from it. We do try to use physical artifacts, so showing families pictures of tennis shoes and if they're found with anything that the family might recognize. But most of the time we have no idea who the individual is, and there's not anything to help us with that process. If there's identification found, many times it's false identification. Sometimes we find people with several IDs and get hopeful that one of them will be the correct one. And unfortunately, sometimes someone with two IDs, the other person didn't make it, and they were carrying the ID to let their family know, and neither made it along the way.
You know, there's so much confusion and politicization of this issue here in the U.S., people blaming one side or the other for policies that may or may not have led to the large number of kids coming across the border. Is there anything in what you have done that tells you, informs you why it is?
Well, I'm very frustrated about this because we've been saying that these numbers of especially unaccompanied minors is growing exponentially. Last May, we were talking about the alarming numbers that were being reached, and so we had plenty of forewarning that this was coming, but no action to deal with the consequences. It's a complete disaster on the border right now, and we knew that was going to happen. When I was there a couple of weeks ago, we had Border Patrol agents trying to find formula to feed children because they didn't have any of the right food or clothing or anything else. And I would like to see the Justice Department more involved. You can't have children that don't have someone looking out for them and expect them not to end up being trafficked all over the world. I found out when I was on the border last time that it's common knowledge that people know an 11-year-old girl is worth $1 million. How do common people know horrible information like that? This means that there is so much more going on and so much more nefarious activities, and something has to be done.
By the price tag, you're referring to their value in, say, a hostage situation or a gang killing, that sort of thing? Is that what you mean?
Actually, more like sex trafficking. They do, oftentimes, you speak with families, and there have been times that extortion are tried from the family members and, threatened to murder them if they don't come up with more money. But this is purely in sex trafficking, and you can expect that these things are going to happen when you have so many children that are unaccompanied by their parents.
Dr. Lori Baker is with Baylor University. She is founder and executive director of the Reuniting Families Project. Dr. Baker, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard, KUT News.